This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Season 10, episode 13 of The Walking Dead, titled What We Become. And that makes this Talking Walking Dead. So, I'm joined by Jason Buttrell, Maximus Fisher, lean in, say hello.
Hello.
And myself, Jeff Fisher, welcome to it, Talking Walking Dead. This one is Michonne taking Virgil back to his mysterious island and reuniting with his family in exchange. Virgil promises all the weapons that he had, which didn't really happen. It was really a strange episode. There were so many bits and pieces of it that I liked, and there were other bits and pieces that I just didn't like at all.
Yeah.
So Jason, first thoughts.
First, right off the bat, I'd just kind of like to say, I told you so, as far as the Rick Grimes prediction was. I mean, really, there was only so many ways they could have done that, and she could have rode off in the sunset, you know, in any kind of meaningful way, because they couldn't kill her. So I was happy with that. But the weird stuff, that I don't know, maybe this is what you're alluding to. Like, right. The Andrea thing and the whole bad, evil Michonne thing was just weird. I don't know. I was like, huh?
I don't. The drug trip?
Well, I mean, yeah. And how, yeah, they were trying to show that, you know, that one decision or one choice can change your life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, why are we even doing this? I was like, I don't care, really.
Because it was just the ode to Michonne. Right, it was our last episode, and we had to make it worthy of saying goodbye to Michonne, which I thought it was, and I did kind of enjoy that part of it a little bit of being on the, you know, what would happen, our choices.
Because, you know, it was an acid trip, though. Let's get real here. That's why you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was acid. Yeah, you probably would do it just because it was an acid trip.
It does depend on. You know what you have in your closet. I'm not saying that I've experienced anything similar, but I do know.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
So bad trips are a thing.
They most definitely are. They most definitely are. Many people have decided, I'm not using me as an example, after a few trips to not do it anymore. So you realize, you know, you don't need that trip anymore. You're good. I know. And it was some kind of tea or whatever, right? They alluded to what it was when she came back to Virgil saying, and there's no more tea. So I'm not sure what kind of LSD they had, because it was, you know, whether it was, you know, frog skin dripping or, you know, whatever it was, some kind of tea leaves that make you trip. I mean, he definitely gave enough to Michonne to have her freak out.
At least they weren't smoking Walker brains.
Right.
That's true. That has been done before.
Wow, back in the fear days, yeah, smoking Walker brains down in Mexico. Wow. So we started, when we got to Virgil, and it was really strange to get back to the island, and you know something is off, and I'm not real sure that the real Michonne would have let it go as far as she did. You know, that it just seemed kind of strange that she would allow herself to get locked into that place.
I mean, from the get-go, when he was all, oh, don't worry about that building. There's nothing over there. It's just, you know, wild animals get in that building.
What? What?
Right.
Yeah, you could tell he was definitely, like, stalling and steering her into a direction.
It's like, what kind of wild animals, I mean, can go through the door and the windows? Are they going down the chimney? Are these those, like, rabid squirrels that you were talking about a couple episodes back?
That's why we didn't see any. That's why we didn't
see any. Yes, they were all in there.
Yes. So then we've got, and again, I did kind of, you know, it was nice to, I guess, have Rick back. And, you know, we started out with the flashback of season two with Andrea. And, you know, then we see what would happen. Obviously, the hallucination was, you know, we see what would happen if she doesn't help
Andrea. Yeah.
And she goes to work for Negan, mm-hmm. which was fun. And then we get to the big kill day.
Oh, the lineup.
Yeah, on the knees, and it's Michonne doing the killing, and but in the end, Rick wins, right? Rick kills her. Daryl and Rick kill Michonne in the end.
That was crazy. You sound like you liked that. I just did not like that.
I did.
I'll admit, I liked that scene. I'll admit, I did.
Yeah, I mean, I did kind of like the hallucination trip, but again, Jason, you're right. It's because it's me. Yeah. And then the part that I, you know, some of the things, I know that we talk about it all the time on Talking Walking Dead, that, you know, the show is in part suspending reality, right? I get it. I got it. But there are times, like, a boat washing ashore and then being able to float away without any tugboats or pushing or pulling. And it's good. It's stuck there. And now it's not stuck there. And we're going to take it north.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a walkie talkie that works in the hull of the boat and not outside on the top of the boat.
Let's not talk about the walkie talkies. We've seen walkie talkies do some crazy crap in these shows.
Amazing things.
And then we're going to find Rick's boots from the boat. And then we're going to find a cell phone with a drawing etched on the screen of Michonne and Judith. And we did catch, I think, if you on the show that follows Walking Dead, what's his face?
Gimble
was on, and I think we caught them in a mistake, and he was ashamed to admit it on the show. Remember when they were talking about how the etching was Judith older, and Rick never knew her older?
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, that etching was a mistake, I think. You know, a technical mistake.
What did he say? How did he address it?
Seemed like, oh, he's not saying that Rick has seen them.
He couldn't really say much about it, but
it did seem like he didn't want to say, it was just a mistake.
I screwed up. Okay.
There was this theory going around that he has seen them and he's unable to actually go to them because he's been kept by the CRM group, but he has been able to see them. We just don't know how.
There's so much weirdness with that boat. Yeah, it's just very odd. There's so much stuff that's unexplained. Like, throughout the entire episode, I felt like I'm going to have to watch it again, but I felt like I had to, like, look at every single writing on the wall. You know, like, there was that map with group two,
yes.
group three,
yes.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what? They never explained that. I'm assuming that's all part of the CRM stuff, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. I mean, it was a Navy island, right?
Yeah, it was
a naval island. So we have to kind of think that it's, you know, was a quarantine zone island or something. And, you know, group two was the group that was doing LSD all day. And group one was the group that was planting plants. I don't know. You're right. You're absolutely right. Maybe we go back and we try to find all the little, little notes and everything that lead us into, well, the movies, right? That's what it was all based on.
Yeah, and that boat, if it can just be like literally a handful of nobodies can get this boat working again.
They said,
then why did this all powerful CRM abandon it anyway? When, you know, Miles, Lucy, and Larry or whatever, like, hey, let's just like turn a crank there, take a nudge out here, and voila.
Well, they did say one, they were scientific researchers, so I'm guessing they would know how to work technology. And
a
two.
Boat? No, I studied horticulture on this island. Let me fix that boat for you.
Well, really, I get the idea that you can go in and, you know, slam your foot against the hull and it starts. Okay, I'm giving you that. But what bugs me is that it was run aground. I mean, was it anchored out there and it was just abandoned, or was it? If it's run aground, Judy, Harry, Lucy, and Mary aren't pushing that thing out. I'm sorry. It's just not happening.
What I was saying was Virgil said it washed up in a storm.
So it was, grounded.
Grounded.
So, I mean, even in high tide, right? I mean, even in high tide, Harry, Mary, and Millie aren't pushing that thing out. I'm sorry. Okay, so, but again, we're suspending reality, and I get it. It was the Ode to Michonne. It was her last show. Thank God, get out.
That dude was so unlikable from the get-go, man. The worst part is just how utterly worthless he was. Remember when they were in the when they were going through and she was slaughtering all the walkers, which I liked, but she's like, here, just get behind this, and he's like,
well, that's like, he did say that, right? He goes, I'm just not good at what you do. Well, how you been alive all this long?
He's been living on the island and just hasn't been out much.
I don't know. I don't think you live this long. Why, you can't live this long in this world without getting to at least a half of our people world, right? At least half of killing and surviving. I don't know. Just, you're right. It didn't seem, going into that building, and then he makes the, you know, he gets stuck and he makes the noise and he hurts his leg and more. And it's just, what are you doing? Michonne should have just killed him.
I know.
But then she wouldn't have found the stuff with Rick.
Maybe not.
What was the, was this my imagination? Or like, this was towards the end when she was like messing with the boots. She reached into one of the boots and like looked like she was about to pull something out.
I thought so too. And then, I didn't but see she that. Never did, right?
No, yeah, he walked up. That dude did. So she like pushed it back down in the boot.
Right. So there was something. I saw something. That too.
All right, they didn't review.
Go back and watch it again. All right, next week on Talking Walking Dead, we're going to review next week's episode, which is Look at the Flowers next week. But we're also going to give another review of this episode because we're going to go back and watch again and look for all the Easter eggs in the stupid thing.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
And talk about, because you're right, she did. It did look like she was ready to pull something out of the boots and then pushed it back in when Virgil showed up in the boat.
So yeah, and this is the reason why we need to do that is because, and I think Max, this is a perfect homework assignment for you because you usually don't miss.
I like that idea a lot, man. This is all you.
But seriously, like, analyze all the maps, everything where you see words, because I think this episode is almost like a prequel into the movies.
Yeah,
that's what this episode was.
Because straight up, one thing I did notice is the last place that was written on that page, which I think might have been Rick, like. Or the group was like where they last went was New Jersey.
See that?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's right. Because we talked about that during the show. Yeah, it was saying, what's New Jersey? Yeah, so we definitely, you know what, Max? Jason has a great point. That you are the one for this.
Homework.
You're the one for this.
Yeah, I'll do it.
So, I mean, the show needs you. And it's important that you pull this off. Don't screw it up.
But if we're gonna go there, then after the boat went on and Virgil decided to stay on the island and just be trapped there,
yeah, well, good, have a nice day.
Yeah,
right, you're lucky we're letting you live. Michonne saved you, so have a nice day, good luck, God bless. I mean, he was keeping the other people prisoners. He was, you know, weirding out on his family hanging in the building. I mean, okay.
Get over it.
Right,
people like Earl. Earl would have like cussed them all out for like, what, you dropped your shoe? What is this? Put your shoe back on.
But I'm
May Earl dead rest in peace.
Hanging on this rope. I don't care. They're embarrassing me. Now we are asked from Facebook Justin last night reviewing the show today, and one of his last questions is, I wonder if it's possible that we actually see Rick this year. And my answer to that would be no way. I think
in this season,
sometime this season before it ends, we actually see Rick.
That'd be a hell of a way to end on the season finale, though.
Apparently, the season finale for this season will actually be Maggie instead of Rick.
Right.
I forgot about Maggie.
Right. Right. Because we saw her last night in the lineup, right? She was, because the other people, Rick was there. The only, who wasn't in the lineup? Oh,
Glenn.
Glenn wasn't
they
in
edited
the lineup.
Right? Because they edited Glenn out of the lineup because Michonne had killed him in the satellite station.
Right. Michonne had killed him earlier in her flashback of what would have happened had she not gone with Rick. Right, if she was with Negan. So, but we did get to see her, and the others were already dead, right? There, Rick is the only one except for Maggie that Rick and Maggie, all the others are already dead in the show, right? In the lineup?
No, because there's Rosita's still alive.
Waiting on Jason. Right.
Aaron, he's still alive.
Yeah, like I said, they're all dead. Anyway.
Just accept that you were wrong.
No, it is not.
No. Really accept you were wrong on this one, okay?
So the more we get into this episode, the more I want to watch it again and review it again because just of the Easter eggs, right? I think that I feel like this episode, I think you're right, Jason, is that this episode was more a
prequel to the movies.
This is, we're giving you little shots of what's going to happen in the movies. Because even at the end, right, when she helps the couple and she said, we'll never get back and they won't wait on us. And then they've got, you know, three battalions of people marching in a valley. What was that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That was crazy.
I think that was CRM. I think that was CRM, like at least part of CRM.
So, but CRM is not the other Dingleberries.
The Commonwealth.
Yeah, the Commonwealth. It is, that's like, who we want to see is the Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth is after the Whispers. So CRM is this new group that we have seen a little bit of in Dead itself because of Jadis and them taking Rick with the helicopter. And in Fear because of the one episode with the reporter girl and she was... Remember where she was helping the one soldier?
Yeah.
And then World Beyond, which unfortunately has been delayed, is going to apparently focus heavy on CRM.
Right. Oh, yeah. We did get the news that it's not World Beyond is not going to start on April 12th. They're going to postpone it indefinitely. Which I don't understand. I thought that we were already in the can. But of course, I guess... coronavirus postponement is all over the World Beyond. So I'm not real sure why they do that.
I was totally not on board with World Beyond, but now I think it's a must watch if you want to understand the movies. You just have to, which is very, very smart on their
end.
I know. That's why they're giving it a two-season thing, right? Two seasons, we're done. Because those two seasons are going to meld into the movies. And so, that's right. And so they can't run World Beyond because they can't finish filming the movies with the coronavirus stoppage.
Yeah.
Right?
That's why they're doing it.
That's probably why, yeah.
You can't run World Beyond, which gets you into the movies.
Yeah.
Hello. You heard it here on Talking Walking Dead. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Talking Walking Dead. Now we've got three episodes left. Look at the flowers, the tower, and of course, certain doom. So, will they be better than last week's episode? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And this episode was still okay. And we'll find out even more so next week after Max's homework how okay it was.
You guys can do some too. I don't want to be the only one researching here.
We'll be on it. We'll hold our information until you present yours.
You worry about it. We are on it too, but you make sure you bring everything with you next week. And remind us, as if we didn't watch it again, that what we should have seen.
Sure.
That's part of your homework. But I mean
the promo for next week.
The next three episodes, if they're even close to what the episodes have been up to this past week, they're going to be tremendous. Right? This was just a throwaway to get rid of Michonne and to promote the movie.
Yeah.
And in the end, originally it was there to promote the World Beyond too, right? With the CRM battalions marching through the valley, doing whatever they were doing. And now that's, obviously, that's why Dingleberry last night wasn't saying anything, because he was bummed that he can't say anything about it looking ahead to the movies because everything is on hold.
Yeah, which sucks.
Yeah, that really stinks. So, final thoughts, Jason?
It was a better episode than I expected it to be. Although I was still looking forward to it just because of all the Rick callback stuff and seeing what it put, was I guess, predicting for the future, showing it, giving us a hint for the future. But the yeah, it had its usual trip ups, like they do in all these one, you know, when they have any show where it's like either a flashback show or something like this that just like highlights one character. I don't know. I'm just not a fan of that at all.
A lot of people are. So it's really half and half. Some people aren't. Some people are.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean,
at the same time, we want to know more about the characters. Yeah, we want to know more about the characters, right?
But we do
know a lot about Michonne already, and we have had some flashback episodes with her already. Remember, with her and her family, and,
you know,
the kids and everything. So you know, okay, enough already. We got it, Michonne. Right. We got it.
But I, in saying all that, I still enjoyed it, and I'm just really looking forward to these next few episodes. They're gonna be insane.
I thought it was a pretty good episode. Pretty weird, though, I'll admit. It was a weird episode. It wasn't the best episode out of the season.
That's just the LSD talking.
And no, that's with you. But I thought it was an okay episode.
Yeah, I did too. And I'm really looking forward to your recap, second recap of it, I'll tell you that. I cannot wait for next week in your recap. Yeah,
now look at the flowers, on the other hand, I'm really excited about. Did you see the promo for it, Jason?
No.
Oh, for next episode, right. It looked good. It showed Carol putting Alpha's head on one of the spikes on the border.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah, and it also when it showed and I don't know that we get it next week, but it did show Beta seeing it coming up on.
Was for next week's episode. This was what wasn't for the last three. This was for next week's episode.
I understand that. Yeah, I know, but I still think as they're promoing, if they promo next week, that might be the last second of the show. You know, so we see Beta the last second of the show. We see Beta walking up on it. We won't get his reaction episode until the tower, right? Until the next one when he's mad and he wants to take down Alexandria. I think that's what you're going to get. Thank you. It's already been called. I've already deemed this. So go with God. All right. So thanks for listening to Talking Walking Dead. This is the CQB, maybe the COVID-19 quarantine bunkers. Jason's house and my house, and here we go with the Talking Walking Dead and the new world of broadcasting. Thanks for listening, and be sure to subscribe to Chewing the Fat, because you want to be alerted when this show and all others from Chewing the Fat are uploaded for your enjoyment. See you.